Now we find out they're side agreements. But nobody knows what they are. The Cornyn bill, by the way, requires Congress to have any and all information, including the words right in it, side agreements, before it makes its determination, as unconstitutional as it may be, whether to vote down the Iranian deal. I'm going to read you a little exchange, and you know, Kerry is merely Obama's mouth, right? Just Obama's mouth. Here's an exchange right out of a Senate hearing. Senator Tom Cotton, who I think is terrific, and he is raising holy hell about this deal, former military, you name it. The guy has a head on his shoulders. I like him a lot. You know, he's kind of the Trey Gowdy of the Senate. Senator Cotton, Senator Kerry, have you read either of these two side deals between the International Atomic Energy Agency and Iran? Kerry, no, I haven't read them. Senator Cotton, have you read any previous drafts? Kerry, no, I haven't. I believe one person may have, but I don't know for sure. Senator Cotton, Secretary Moniz, have you read a text of these agreements? Moniz, no, sir. Senator Cotton, has anyone on your team at the Department of Energy? Moniz, I'm not sure. Senator Cotton, Senator Kerry, has anyone else in the United States government reviewed the text of these agreements? Kerry, not that I'm aware of. I want you to think about that for a moment. And then I'm going to add another little ingredient that you don't know about, but that you really need to know about. We have an agreement that is so horrible it had to be intentional. There are side agreements to the agreement required under the upside-down law the Senate and the House passed to protect their butts that are required before the Senate and the House can vote. And nobody in our government, so they say, of course they're all lying pigeons, has read these, has seen them, has seen a draft, or even knows if anybody else in the government has? Wow. And did you know Americans are not allowed on any inspection team? So the side agreements with the international inspectors don't include Americans? This is outrageous. It's unbelievable. And that's coming from a guy who, shall we say, thinks that what these people do day in, day out, big, small, doesn't matter what the matter is unbelievable. This is unbelievable times 1,000. Here's another little tidbit for you. Now, you wonder why this deal got done the way it did, besides the fact that I think there's an ulterior motive, which I discussed a few minutes ago. As much as I hate to say it. So, the United States, listen to me now. In 2011, through Kerry, who was then a senator, and Obama, through Valerie Jarrett, who was born in Tehran, Iran, and is a Muslim, they signed a secret letter, another secret letter, with Iran recognizing their rights to enrich uranium on their home soil. We never knew about that during these negotiations. This has just come out. It was found in a document that was uncovered by Independent Media Review Analysis, which, by the way, is a great outfit. And it's called Memory, MEMRI, that's the name of the document. Iranian senior official disclosed confidential details from nuclear negotiations. Quote, Already in 2011, we received a letter from U.S. administration recognizing Iran's right to enrich uranium. These negotiations, folks, have been a sham. From day one, the deal was done long ago by Barack Obama and his progressive, Muslim-sympathizing henchmen. And I might add, American-hating henchmen. And this deal that was done long ago, which our Congress didn't even know about, is now going to be quote-unquote disapproved if they can raise 67 votes in the Senate and two-thirds of the House. When in fact, it should be just the opposite. It can only be ratified by two-thirds. The amount of skullduggery, the amount of self-interest, the amount of egocentric politics, the amount of, I don't know how else you term it, hatred for the United States and its people, and disregard for the security of all of us is more than breathtaking. And why the Army does not step in and make some arrests and uphold their oath to uphold the Constitution is beyond me. Obviously, Congress isn't going to and can't, since they allowed themselves to be stripped of special prosecutor appointment power a number of years ago, which is one of the reasons you have the lawlessness, which is running rampant everywhere right now. I mean, I don't know about you, but let me add one more thing here. So Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, you know, the guy who shouts death to America, that we're not supposed to listen to, according to John Kerry. He's just kidding. It's just politics. Wow. He just released a book. The book is called Palestine. According to the New York Post, it's a 416-page screed against the Jewish state. However, folks, it's more than that. It's being translated now into English. It was purposely not published in English. But the subheading is translated, quote, "How to Outwit America and Destroy Israel," end quote. Gee, maybe he's just kidding. Maybe it's just politics. I mean, this whole thing makes you want to puke. And unfortunately, I'm afraid that it means some terrible things are going to happen in the United States over the next 5 to 10 years. We're being set up from both within and without, the enemies within working in concert with the enemies without. The Canadian Free Press. Let me read you a little passage to wind up this show. Quote, "The Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act," that's, by the way, the name of the act in Congress, that is unconstitutional in and of itself, specifically says that Congress must receive all nuclear agreement documents, including any related to agreements entered into or made between Iran and any other parties, quote unquote. It expressly includes side agreements. This requirement is not strictly limited to agreements to which the U.S. is a signatory. This law passed in May, well before the nuclear negotiations ended. It continues. If Obama has not submitted all the information the act requires, then Congress cannot hold a vote, and it should instead make clear that he is in violation of the law and there is no agreement with Iran. It continues. If Mitch McConnell and John Boehner hold a vote on the agreement when Obama hasn't submitted all the information the law requires, they are once again facilitating his lawlessness. This should be non-negotiable. It's right in the law Obama signed. No compliance, no vote, no agreement with Iran. And if Obama wants to proceed regardless, as if the agreement is in force, which he will, then he should be impeached and removed from office. You know, the only thing I disagree with is that last sentence, because you'll never get him impeached. He needs to be indicted and tried for treason and fraud. Impeachment ain't going to do it, and you're never going to get it done. In the meantime, you and I get to pay $368 million to morons who pollute the entire southwestern part of the United States with no consequences, while we wait for the proverbial big one to fall as our enemies align on every horizon, much to the glee of certain of our leaders. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. A few things for you to think about. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.